Here we go again. Hey, everybody, wake up. Banning online hypnosis supervision meeting has been called to order. It's time to talk about hypnosis. Surprise, volume 15 is Maximizing Past Life Regression. What an interesting topic for tonight. I was inspired to present the topic for you all because some of the supervision work I was doing the last few weeks, one of our interns, Greg, came to me. He was talking about how some of his clients have been regressing back to what they're calling past lives. And so I've been doing some supervision with him on that, and I thought, okay, it's time to spend one of our meetings talking about how to really get the most out of one of those kinds of situations where you're going, follow that feeling back to an earlier time you felt that way, and you're bumping back, and all of a sudden, Susie is Sam. And we got to figure out what's going on and make sure that we get the most out of that situation for our client. So we're going to be talking about when we should do past life regression, when we shouldn't, and all that. Before we get into that, I'm going to make a couple announcements. One, if you have a question, feel free to interrupt me at any time. You'll notice that you guys who are live, you'll see that if my picture disappears, that means I've unclicked my link to the video conference, and that means that you can click in. I wait just to see if you have any questions. And you guys who are listening on the CDs, feel free to email in questions about this topic or any topic that I've talked about in the past. I love it when you suggest topics for the future. And, of course, this is just not, you know, the Cal Banyan Show. I want to be able to answer your questions about your clients. So before we get rolling tonight with this, what I want to do is give a little bit of time to see about answering any of your questions about any of your clients that you might have or about hypnosis in general, five path, seven path, anything like that. Let's have a little bit of an open forum time. Any questions for me?
Cal, I don't have a specific question, but I do want to say that I'm happy you're going to talk about past lives. I just had a client yesterday that was dealing with some past life stuff.
Wonderful. You know, the deal is if you do enough age regression, like five path hypnotherapists do, from time to time you are going to run into this kind of situation. Anyone else? Last call. All right, then class is open and ready to go. Number one, scroll down to number one, or if you're on the CD program, you've got the handout that comes with the CD program. Just go on down there to Roman numeral number one. How to get the most out of past life regression sessions. In this meeting, I'm going to discuss how to maximize your sessions when a client spontaneously regresses to a past life while you're conducting an AR session with her. This is an advanced, ethical, and logical approach to doing or not doing this kind of work. Here we go. A, if you do enough age regression work, you'll end up working with past life regression. And that's without doing any kind of talk about past life regression ahead of time. People who've got no idea about that their issue might have anything to do with a past life. You can have an engineer who's an atheist, and boom, they go back there. How often? In my practice, it's not that often. I would say that 3 to 5% in my practice spontaneously go back to a past life. But that's not the way it is with everybody. Some people, the numbers could be as high as 10 or maybe even 15%. So the thing is, you can do the same thing, the same process, and find that some people will just have a clientele that has more spiritual past life regression kinds of issues. B, past life experiences occur despite conscious belief systems. I've had people go, they couldn't believe they went back to a past life because they said that just isn't built into how they think of things at all. But once they've been there, then it makes all the sense in the world to them.